But the reason that I struggled to ask for help and would end up literally in burnout is because I felt like that it was an imposition, kind of the same thing, for me to ask someone else to come alongside me. It just felt awkward. And maybe there's a little bit of fear of rejection there too. It's like, man, if I take this risk and somebody's like, what? No? Yeah. You know, that would be really hard. Welcome to More Than Small Talk. We're Susie Eller,
Jennifer Watson,
and Holly Girth, writers and real life friends. We're inviting you to go deeper, become freer, and feel more connected.
So imagine you have a cup of coffee, a mug of tea, or a green smoothie in your hand,
and we're all hanging out in your living room together.
Welcome back to More Than Small Talk. We're excited to be with you this week. And last week we talked about how we are stronger than we know. And yet, along with that, there's always times that we need help. So if that is hard for you, like it is sometimes hard for us, then you are in the right place.
Okay. Confession question time. I'm so excited. Imagine you're on a reality show and you're dropped in the wilderness with one phone call. What would you do? Would you tough it out or would you make that phone call and ask for help?
I would make the phone call like as fast as possible. And hopefully I would have someone that had a helicopter because that would be my first thing is get me out
get
of here.
Me I out.
When I watch those shows, that is like what I think the fiery pit is going to be like. It's going to be a wilderness show and there's going to be one pot and one fork and, you know, like some rocks and some straw. Like that is, that would be disastrous. So for that,
that's
I would
so
definitely pick up the phone and call someone and say, get me out of here.
You know what? One of my biggest dreams is to be on one of those shows.
Really?
It is.
I love it.
It is. I have at times when there's been the opportunity to go and apply for the show, I've thought about it. I just haven't yet. It's still on my bucket list. So this is the thing. If I were dropped in the wilderness, I would not make the phone call. I would not.
You're wild.
I know. But think about the experiences that you would get to experience. I know that I would have the worst hair in the world. I would be scaly because I have psoriasis and I would break out from stress and I would be hungry. And yet there would be this awesome experience.
So would you push through and not ask for help because you wanted the experience or because it's hard to ask for help?
Okay, so I know because we put in the reality show, this made it conflicting for me. On this area, yes, because I would want the experience. Now, in other areas of my life, and I know we're going to go deeper on this, I have struggled to ask for help for different reasons, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I wouldn't make the phone call either. And it's because I am stubborn and I have to do it on my own as much as I can before I ask for help. And I'm just being real.
Yeah.
On the first day of kindergarten, I would not let my mama take me to school. I made her put me on the bus by myself.
Oh, my. So it started. This is something like really young.
And she still is like, I can't believe you made me put you on the bus. You know? So there's just something in me, like this little independent streak that's like, I got to give it.
It's in me too, Holly.
Yes.
You know?
It is. I have that too.
Yes. But you just don't like frogs. And there would for sure be frogs.
Frogs. Yes, there would.
You guys need to come. Frog legs.
No, you guys need to bust me out of there. I think that it is. It all depends. But I think when it comes to us feeling weak and vulnerable, it is hard to ask for help. I know people who have no problem with that. I am not one of those people. It is very, very hard for me. And it means when I finally ask for help, it means that I have exhausted all other resources and I have tried so hard and I've probably cried a million times and wondered if I need to up my meds, all of that. It would be, I'm at the wit's end and I'm desperate. So I think that that's not wisdom for me to always feel like I have to do it all myself. I'm excluding some people in my life who really want to come alongside me. So I've realized in this season, especially at 42, that all of the trying and to do it all by myself and have it all figured out has only weakened me. It has not made me stronger. Yeah. It has limited me for sure.
Well, and I think what we're doing is we're transitioning from a really fun reality show question. And I love that question. I hope that you'll ask that. But I think we're transitioning to real life.
Yeah.
in this. And there was a reason that we put asking for help, yikes,
in the title, right? Yes.
Yeah. So what's the reason for you? What's the yikes in this?
I don't want to be a burden to anyone else.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like I need to do it myself, and other people have enough to worry about. And I just need to try to do it on my own.
Yeah. And I've come a long way in this area, a really long way. But the reason that I struggled to ask for help and would end up literally in burnout is because I felt like that it was an imposition, kind of the same thing, for me to ask someone else to come alongside me. It just felt awkward. I didn't know how to do it. And maybe there's a little bit of fear of rejection there too. It's like, man, if I take this risk and somebody's like, what? No? Yeah. You know, that would be really hard.
Yeah, the vulnerability of it.
There is vulnerability in it. It feels risky.
The one word that keeps screaming at me is insecurity. That's the reason why I don't reach out, is because I'm insecure, because I feel like that outs me as this weak, needy person. When really it just kind of puts me on a level playing ground with everybody else who needs help and wants to reach out to people. We always say, if you need me, call me. Right? That's our go-to.
We say that. Yeah.
But how many times do we pick up the phone? We say that all the time.
Yeah. Maybe we're even saying the wrong thing to those people, because I've been on the other side of that when I went through breast cancer, and people would say, if you need me, call me. And maybe we can transition that question to, what do you need right now?
Yes.
You know, so that's part of it, but that's 100%. Asking for help is just, it's complicated, girls.
It is. So what's going to help us ask for help?
Well, as I said, for years and years and years, I was really bad at this. And I just remember this time when I was actually in a place of complete burnout. And I knew I was there. All the signs were there. And I found myself in a bed in a strange city by myself. You know, I was getting ready to speak the next day, and I was worn slick out. Like, I was done. And I just remember crying out to God and saying, I can't keep doing this. Like, I'm exhausted. I'm exhausted spiritually. I'm exhausted mentally. And, you know, what we tend to do when that happens is we want to just walk away from it all.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, that's what I was thinking about that night. And I cried out for help. And I felt the Lord just saying, ask for help. And I thought, I just did. I just did ask for help, God. But that's not what he was asking me to do. He was asking me to ask tangibly for help. Mm-hmm. And that began a kind of a pivot for me. Was it easy? It wasn't. But today, I've learned that there are women around me who are gifted in all of their own ways, who want to use those giftings to help. And so I needed to learn to ask, ask.
Yeah, and I had a similar experience. I've shared on a previous episode that we went through about a decade of infertility, but along the way, we had a miscarriage. And that on top of month after month of heartbreak, I got to the point where I had to let the people in my life in, because we hadn't talked about it with a lot of people, but we had a small group that we were really close with during that season. And I remember just wrestling the week after we had the miscarriage, do I tell them, do I not? And I thought, you know, if I just break down, is it going to seem I don't trust God, or that I'm going to overwhelm them? Are they, you know, still going to feel the same way about me? But I didn't have a choice, you know, I was at that point where I was I have to let them in.
Yeah.
And I told them, and they just all surrounded Mark and I and prayed for us and loved on us, of course.
Yeah.
And there was so much grace and compassion, and they continue to walk that journey with us. But I think that it helps when we figure out, what is the lie I'm believing about receiving help?
That's a good question.
And mine was, as a Christian, I need to have it all together, you know, and that's been over a decade now. And still my default can be go back to that independent place. You know, if the car is in autopilot, that's where it goes. But I've also learned, you know, I don't have to believe that lie. It's not that we have to have it all together. It's that we're all better together.
Mm. I remember I had a moment where a good friend named Jody sat down with me. I was hosting a retreat. There were women there, And as I talk about this, I know not everybody is hosting retreats or speaking. Believe me, this is in every part of our life, but it just happened in this moment. And she could tell that I was treading water. And she looked at me and she said, "Susie, I'm going to say something to you that you don't like." And she said, "You have a group of women who have waved their hand to say, I want to help. And yet you go right past us and you keep doing it on your own. And we can clearly see that it is overwhelming to you. And that is frustrating." And I just, wow. Thank you, Jody. Wow. You know, it was such a moment where a friend in love had the courage to say what needed to be said to me. And that was about 4 years ago. And I took that and I ran with it. And so I called these group of women who had been waving their hands saying, "Hey, we'd just like to support you in some way. We'd like to show up." And I said, "Okay, what is your gifting? What would you like to do? How would you like to help?" And they became a team of women to this day that I treasure. And it allowed me to do what God has called me to do, which is to study and pray and prepare and teach and be a mama and a grandmama and a wife and all those other things. So asking for help is one thing, but then receiving that help is another. And communicating what you need.
Yeah.
Is another.
Yeah. So we like to get, you know, really practical with what we talk about. And so that's an example, like look around in your life and see who's might be waving their hand and saying, "I'm willing to help." Yeah. And we haven't taken them up on it. But are there any other practical steps that we can use, and bonus points if they take 5 minutes or less, that just as we are processing this and people are listening and saying, "What next? Like, how do I change this way that I approach asking for help? What can we do?"
I think if we ask ourselves, what's that one thing that I need help in, like right now, the most in my life, and then act on it, like give ourselves a deadline. Because like when I share that with you and say, I need help right now. Everything's kind of like sinking in my life. Like I need to clean, I need to have all of these things done. But if I say, okay, this is where I'm struggling right now, and here's the solution. Yeah. So will you hold me accountable and make sure I make that call to, you know, get the help that I need today? And that's a simple thing with like needing help around the house, or it's, you know, I'm struggling in this area and I need to go schedule counseling.
Yeah.
You know, and holding yourself accountable, because we talk about it and say, yeah, I need to do that. We always put ourselves to the very back burner. So just making those appointments with yourself.
Well, and we know that those of you who are listening, we all have diverse family support systems. We all have diverse backgrounds, and it's diverse seasons of our life. And there was a season of my life where I really didn't have the support and didn't know even how to ask that. Right. So like, I think it's important that we take that even deeper to say, you know, family is not always who you're related to.
Yeah.
Like family can be a church family. Family can be a good friend. Family can be reaching out to other mamas, you know, or someone who is in a special season of life or has a child that has special needs like you do, or whatever it is that season that you're in, so that you can pull people around you. And let me tell you something. When you do that, not only will those individuals make you stronger and help you, but you bring something to the table too. Yeah, don't you think?
Yeah, definitely. When we ask for help, then we give other people permission to ask as well.
Yeah.
You know, if we're always saying I'm fine, then the people around us feel pressure to say I'm fine too.
Yeah.
So maybe that's one thing, is you think in a different way about asking for help, instead of it being a position of weakness, that it's actually a position of strength and bravery to be the one who's willing to help others know that it's okay, that we all need help sometimes.
Yeah. And it's important that we take the time, if that's 5 minutes, and like Jennifer said, that we clarify for ourselves, this is where I'm drowning. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is where, for whatever reason in this season of life, that it is so stinking hard and I need help. And to break it down into baby steps, or these are some things that would help in this area right now. I had 3 children under the age of 19 months. when the twins came and Leslie was 19 months old, I wasn't sleeping. I was nursing. That I was in a little house and it felt like that it was closing in. And I didn't know how to ask for help. But looking back, you know what I needed? A nap.
Yeah.
I needed a nap. It was as simple as that. If I could have said to somebody, if you can come in for 2 hours and let me take a nap, my world is going to be right again. And so just clarifying that and then taking the ask, but then a step further, when they say, okay, I'm going to give you a nap. Don't you dare try to clean that house. Don't you dare wear yourself out. Go take the nap. Receive what is offered.
Yeah. And I love that. I really feel like asking for help gives us an opportunity for closeness and community. And that's intimacy. What we need more than anything. So when someone comes through for us and they help us and they help, and it could be so simple, but what happens in our hearts is that closeness and that bond and just a love grows to where, you know, like you're building your tribe by asking for help.
Yeah.
And a lot of times we feel alone and isolated. And I think that it's been self-inflicted for me because I haven't wanted to ask for help, but I've missed out on connecting with my tribe and my people.
Yeah. And I know there's someone listening right now. It's like, well, good for you. Good for you.
Kudos.
You know, you asked for help and all your friends, you know, wrapped around you. It doesn't always look like that. Yeah. It really doesn't. But it is good for all of us to clarify our need and ask for help. And if somebody isn't able to help in that moment, then don't stop asking, you know, ask someone else. Yeah.
I think this is a perfect lead in for next week, is knowing how to really help, because we've talked about how much we stink at asking for help. But so next week is going to be really important about knowing how to really help. And maybe some of these questions that we've asked today, like how do I need help? And then instead of saying, you know, call me if you need anything, what do you specifically need? So I think next week's conversation is going to be really, really powerful and important.
I think so too. And we want to leave you with a resource today. And sometimes we just don't even know what to ask from God, right?
Yeah, like
asking for help is not just asking people for help. Asking God for help is absolutely something that He invites us to do. So we have a resource for you.
Yes. Susie has a resource called 31 Prayer Starters, and you can get that free on her website.
Yeah. SuzanneEller.com or SusieEller.com or TSuzanneEller.com. You can come several different ways.
So I think the good news is that we are all called to one another relationships.
Yes.
And that means you help me and I help you.
Yeah.
And help is a four-letter word, but it's not that kind of four-letter word.
Amen, sister.
And that's it for today's episode. Thanks for going deeper, becoming freer, and connecting with us. More Than Small Talk is a part of the KLRC Podcast Network and is produced by Kara Culver. Show notes and resources are available through the More Than Small Talk page at KLRC.com. You can subscribe to More Than Small Talk through your favorite podcast app so you won't ever miss an episode.